There are now four Southern African Picker balloons in the air. ZS6 SRC-37, launched by the Secunda Radio Club, has already completed one circumnavigation of the Southern Hemisphere. The balloon has been racing along and is, at the time of writing this program, two-thirds of the way between South America and Africa. ZS6 SRC-84, a Mauritian Radio Club balloon, has taken a northeast trajectory and is currently over northern Brazil after crossing over Peru. The balloon is approximately 7 degrees south of the equator and currently travelling at a very slow pace. The Mauritian Radio Club has in the meantime launched another two balloons on 17 July. The first balloon, ZS6 SRC-85, with a 20-meter whisper beacon on channel 532, this balloon is currently flying southeast over Western Australia in the direction of Adelaide. The balloon is also maintaining a steady altitude and a good speed of around 152 kilometers an hour. The second balloon, ZS6 Zulu Uniform 11, carrying a 20-meter whisper beacon on channel 424, is on a similar trajectory as ZS6 SRC-85 over Western Australia. There are various propagation modes on VHF and UHF. We have already discussed tropospheric ducting in great depth. For the benefit of the new radio amateurs, I will be rebroadcasting some tutorials covering some of the other VHF and UHF propagation modes. These tutorials were originally written by the late Mike Bosch, ZS2 Foxtrot Mike, who was one of the most knowledgeable amateurs on VHF and UHF propagation. Mike was also inducted into the SARL Hall of Fame for his work on VHF and UHF. Mike wrote the tutorials, and I recorded and broadcast the tutorials on his behalf. The first propagation type is F2 layer propagation, similar to what we experience on the HF bands. Here the maximum usable frequency, or MUF, extends to the 6-meter band or even as high as the 4-meter band. This propagation type is limited to the lower VHF bands, namely 8-meter, 6-meter and 4-meter bands. The next propagation type we have is trans-equatorial propagation, or TEP. TEP openings can exist in the summer months during high sunspot activity around the equator and allows for north-south paths across the equator. This allows for mainly 6-meter contacts between South Africa and Europe. It can also extend to the 2-meter band. We then get sporadic e-propagation, which occurs in the summer months when small clouds of electrons form in the e-layer. This propagation type can affect the 6-meter and 2-meter bands with multi-hop possibility, resulting in large distances, up to 8,000 kilometers on 6 meters and 4,000 kilometers on 2 meters. Then we have meteor scatter. The trails of ionization from meteors burning up in the atmosphere are used to reflect radio signals mainly on 2 meters. These reflections are mostly short-lived, so high-speed CW or digital modes, FSK441, are used to exploit this propagation mode. Distances of 1,000 kilometers to 2,000 kilometers can be obtained with a modest station. Meteor scatter can be used on the 6-meter and 70-centimeter bands as well. The reflections are longer on 6-meter, so SSB comms is also possible. Tropospheric scatter is caused when the paths of radio signals are altered by slight changes in the refractive index in the lower atmosphere caused by air turbulence and small changes in temperature, humidity, and barometric pressure. The signal is scattered in random fashion, and this is the most common propagation type. Troposcatter signals are weak, and the quality of reception depends on the strength of the signal transmitted and the quality of the receiving equipment. Then we have lightning scatter, where the air around a lightning flash is ionized, and this causes scattering of the radio waves in various directions. Lastly, we have aircraft scatter, which is very successfully used locally. With aircraft scatter, the radio waves are reflected by an aircraft flying in the path between two stations. Aircraft scatter signals are mostly enhanced when they are reflected off the passing aircraft. In the next couple of weeks, we will delve deeper into the propagation modes mentioned and get a better understanding of what they are and how they work. All the links mentioned here are in the text version of the program, which is on the www.amsat.org.za website. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands? Or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. This program is compiled, edited and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.